Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. If you miss Tuesdays with Elliot, you can always go back on the Odyssey app for within 48 hours, or otherwise just subscribe to the WIP Afternoon Show podcast, wherever you get your podcast. Brandon Graham announced his retirement today. In case you didn't hear it, we're going to play for you now Brandon's speech is the wrong thing, right? What do you call this? A statement?
Opening take?
His opening take. So Brandon gave a, it's not a speech. Whatever it is, Brandon talked earlier today, and it was really, really good. It was emotional. He hit all the right notes, and then we will talk to you about it afterwards at 215-592-9494. Here is BG from earlier today.
I'm going to try with this speech right now that I got for y'all. First, I just want to say thank you to everybody already. But y'all know I gave everything I had in this. And I don't have no regrets. That's one thing I tell. And so first I just want to say 15 years ago, I walked into this city as a young man with dreams, big dreams, a little bit of nervousness, and a whole lot of fire in my heart. I had no idea back then what this journey would bring. I didn't know how many times I would be tested. I didn't know how much I would grow. And I surely didn't know how deeply I would fall in love with these fans and the team in this city. Today, as I sit here, I just want to thank God, because I know he was the main reason. You know, that was the biggest thing. I love my growth, my relationship with him, and just so much that I've shared with my teammates and reflecting on a career that has meant everything to me. I am overwhelmed with gratitude. My life, my entire life has been forever changed because of this magical place. To Mr. Lurie, Howie Roseman, Dom, and everyone in the Eagles organization, I want to thank y'all. Thank you for believing in me, for sticking with me, for allowing me to call this place home for 15 years. The loyalty, trust, and opportunities you gave me are things I would never take for granted. You gave me the chance to become the player I always dreamed of being. But more than that, you helped shape me into the man I am today. Coach Reed, I couldn't forget about you. You were the first to bring me here, the first to look me in my eye and tell me that I belong. That moment changed everything for me. I will always be grateful for that. To every coach I've had, from Little League to high school to college to the NFL, I want to thank you. Thank you for challenging me, for believing in me, and pushing me to become better. Each of you played a role in my journey, and I am stronger because of you. To the staff at NovaCare, great job, Howie. Great job, Mr. Lurie. Great job, Dom, on just getting the right people in here. You guys are the heartbeat of the team. because every day, every early morning, every late night session, where treatment or weight room staff, I mean, everybody know I love to eat, so they always had a great food for me. They always had encouraging words for me just as much as I had for them, and y'all kept me going when the grind felt too heavy. I owe my longevity to you. A special thank you to Miss Kathy, your kindness, warmth, and unwavering support for every player who walks through those doors. You are truly one of a kind. Carly, you know I can't forget about you. You made sure I always showed up where I needed to be, handled things with class, and represented the team the right way. And I want to thank you both for everything. To my teammates, my brothers, I mean, y'all are my brothers because I only have sisters, and I got three of them, and I was the oldest. So football was one thing, or sports period was where, you know, I got some real brothers, and we all went to war together. We fought, and we fought hard. We celebrated the highs and endured the lows. And through it all, we built something that can never be taken away. Two championships, two of them. We made history together. And while the trophies and rings are incredible, what I cherish most are the moments, the locker room laughs. I mean, Lane, one of the man, him, Fletch. I mean, you know, Fletch already know how I feel about him. Lane know how I feel about him. Shoot, Jay Hurts, all them boys know how I feel about him. Man, them on-field battles that we went through, me and Lane, and even me and Fletch, it was just a chemistry like no other, man. And I'm going to always remember that because that's what helped me in the moments where they called me a bus. And I can appreciate y'all in the conversations. JP, Trent Cole, them guys that helped me during them rough moments, and them lifelong friendships that I will cherish forever. Danny, Joe, my agent, my best friend, Danny, you know, you've been honest with me from day one, no matter the situation. That's not always easy in this business, but it's something I've always respected about you both. You kept it real when I needed to hear the truth, and you fought for me when it mattered most. I couldn't have asked for better people in my corner. Thank you for your loyalty, guidance, and always having my back. To my parents, mom, dad, none of this would have been possible without you. From the very beginning, you poured everything into me, your time, your energy, your love. Every sacrifice you made, every long night, every early morning, every moment where you put my dreams ahead of your own. I carry that with me every single day. You taught me the values of hard work, resilience, and humility. You showed me what it meant to never make excuses, to push forward even when things got tough, and to always stand tall no matter the obstacle in front of me. Every step of the way, you believed in me when I doubted myself, when the world questioned me, when I had to fight for everything I've earned. I am the man I am today because of you. I hope I've made you proud, because everything I've done has been a reflection of the love and guidance you've given me. To my wife, my best friend, my rock since high school, you've been on my side. You've been by my side. 20 years of friendship, 11 years of marriage, and a lifetime of love. You are my greatest supporter, my biggest cheerleader, my constant source of strength. When the world only saw the player, you saw the man. When I was at my lowest, you lifted me up. When I questioned myself, you reminded me who I was. The sacrifices you've made, the love you've poured into our family, and the strength you've shown through all the highs and lows, there aren't enough words to express my gratitude. You held down our home so I could chase this dream. You gave me two of the greatest blessings in our children. You have loved me unconditionally, not for what I do, but for who I am. And that, more than anything, means the world to me. I love you more than you will ever know, and I am forever grateful to walk through life with you. To my kids, Emerson and Bryson, Daddy did this for you. Every early morning, every late night, practice, every game, every time I got to put y'all clothes on and wake you up, Bryson, let you know that, you know, the men wake up first in our household, man. And I hope that you learning that, man, because nobody going to go get it but you. You got to go get it for yourself. And so every game where I left it on the field, I wanted to show you what hard work, dedication, and perseverance look like. No matter what you choose to do in life, know this. Your work ethic, your discipline, and your heart will set you apart. No one can take that from you, and I hope you always carry that lesson with you. And finally, to Philadelphia. We didn't start so tight, as you know. You made me work for this, and I appreciate you for that. Through the struggles, the injuries, and the moment where I had to prove myself over and over again, you never let me get comfortable. You held me accountable. You kept that chip on my shoulder. You pushed me to be better, and when the time came, we celebrated together two times. This city is built on hard work, resilience, and unmatched passion. And you bring the same energy to every game, every moment, every season. Your loyalty, your fire, and your unwavering support mean everything to me and this organization. Philly doesn't just support its team, it lives for them. And I see it, and I feel it, and I appreciate every single one of you. Thank you for being the heartbeat of this city. This game has changed my life, but more importantly, this city has changed my life. It has given me a purpose far beyond football. It has shown me what it means to be a leader, to be a friend, to be a man, a faith, and have integrity. While my time on the field is coming to an end, my love for this team and city will never fade. Philadelphia, and everybody, from the bottom of my heart, I just want to thank y'all. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. My last one. BG out, baby.
Well, I hope he doesn't think that's his last one. Because there will be some more Fly, Eagles, fly, E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles from that guy. Come on.
There better be.
There is. Brandon Graham, he did a great job with it. Now that the tears hit right away.
he went straight to the tears.
He didn't build up. But he hit every point, man. He did a great job. I thought Brandon did a great job. There's a lot of pressure to do that the right way, you know, but he did it the right way.
Well, and the good thing is you have time to think about and write out what you want to say. Make sure you're not forgetting people. You make sure you're thanking all the right people. And you're right. It does take time to make sure you get that. So, because you know that's going to be played over and over and over again. So you want to make sure you get to appreciate and thank all the people you want to.
Do we think, is Richie going to cry tomorrow?
He has to.
He has to.
Right. You put it because
he cried. Really, he cried because of Kelsey. I mean, how could he?
I don't know if. And you know, the crazy thing about that is.
Yeah.
Richie went to Michigan.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, he didn't graduate from Michigan.
To Stanford.
Yeah. One year at Michigan?
I think it was a couple years.
It was 2 years at Michigan?
A couple years, okay. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, so, you know.
This is Wolverine brother.
Yeah.
They better friggin' cry.
Hey, listen, if I were John Richie, you all would never hear or see me cry again, as long as I'm alive.
That's fine, as long as you get this cry out of the way. You can't cry for Kelsey and not cry for BG.
Yeah.
Wow, so he can continue to be tortured with
whatever.
This?
It's just like, it's the
double
people
are going to start asking questions.
You don't want those questions asked.
Yeah. Oh, crazy, Jack man. Would know better than anybody.
Yeah, I'm putting pressure on Richie to make sure he cries.
Yeah.
Well, so BG is in tomorrow?
Oh, I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Now, Richie didn't cry with Kelsey here.
No.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It wasn't.
Do you want me to find the audio?
No.
Quite honestly, if Richie had cried with Kelsey here, we might have to fire him.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP. What's up, OK?
What's going on, fellas? What it do,
what Andrew?
What was that?
You down today? You're not feeling well?
Hey, hold on. I just want to give my appreciation to BG. I mean, he's been what I've known on the Birds my entire life. Him, Lane, I mean, since 2013, I was pretty young. So, I just wanted to say thank you for a great career from him. He's one of my favorite players. He's my mom's favorite player because of his big smile. I mean, like, he's always, always nice. Met him at Chickie's, and I just wanted to say, like, thanks for making me feel like I knew him when I met him, kind of thing. And, like, just being happy and always talking and having a conversation with people, and just his attitude is, like, infectious with everyone around him. So, shout out to BG, and I wish him a lot of success for the rest of his career. I know he'll be back around. So,
you a little choked up, okay? You a little choked up over there?
Well, I'm at work still, so I'm in my office talking with you guys.
Well, you have your own office?
Kinda.
Oh, all right. Okay. I didn't know you were in that league.
What a big deal you are.
Okay. Yeah. Big dog over here.
Did Jack get his own office yet?
No, none of us have offices here.
Yeah, we don't have offices.
So why don't you watch your little sharp tongue?
Yeah. When I was the program director, I didn't even have an office.
A point from yesterday I was going to make, we're throwing some spice in a little bit. You guys definitely, I don't think you watched the golf tournament this weekend, but
one of us did.
It was a good one.
Ike's golf tournament?
Talking about the Players' Championship.
Oh.
It's a big one. Rory McIlroy finally got a win this year, and he's Irish, and I wanted to shout him out on St. Patrick's Day, being Irish and winning the tournament.
Oh, yeah, that's so, right. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Amazing stuff.
Yeah. Let's all ship up to Boston.
One more thing is Bryson was on earlier on the midday show. I mean, he said he didn't care about where he's hitting in the lineup, stuff like that, but, man, he's got to be leading off. He looks so healthy.
No.
He looks great. Trey Turner, we cannot rely on him hitting 30 bombs and stealing, 10 bases the whole year if he's not going to run. So I do like the guy. He gets hot. But Stott's the most consistent. He gets on base, and he's that chippy kind of guy that'll work counts, foul off pitches like we saw 2 years ago, and really excel the lineup where if he maybe doesn't have to hit leadoff one day, he can be moved around the lineup. So he's going to be the biggest X factor this year.
Jack, your thoughts?
No. I mean, listen.
Yeah.
Like, the Stott, listen, I like Bryson Stott a lot. It's just, why do we want to have a non-impact bat getting the most at-bats in a baseball game? That's what I can't wrap my head around.
Yeah, what's your response to that, okay?
But when he hits 300, right?
Never hit 300.
Can we all do the show like our coworkers can't hear us that we're on WIP? You know you're on the radio.
That's all right, dude.
Okay, all right.
I'm chilling right now.
Okay, all right.
Working hard?
When Stott hits, yes. 100%.
Okay.
But Stott's hitting 300. He could. He's shown it in his career at some points. He's been up and down, but he's able to put the ball in play, able to get on base no matter what. And if he's leadoff, his job is to get on base and start an inning off and get as many at-bats as he can and prove that he's the guy that he was 2 years ago.
All right.
He had 232 last year. Let him eat up a little bit before we put him in the leadoff spot.
Hey, okay. Who for next question today? Who stuck around too long? The opposite of BG.
I'd say, as much as I hate to say it, probably that core 4 or 5 from the 2018.
Wow.
A little too long.
Wow.
You want a whole core.
Well, he's not entirely wrong. there you go. Okay. Wow. Do you like calm in the library, okay, Andrew?
Do you think his work's fired up that he was sitting on hold?
Well, I don't know why he has to hide in the office that he's on the air because he's on the radio, like where thousands of people hear him. He's not hiding it. All right.
Well, I'm assuming he believes no one else at the job is listening.
Well, I got news for you. People listen to the show. I've learned that in my year
you can
on the
your
show.
Little cubicle and listen to the show.
Yes.
And do work.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah, somebody could be at home listening. Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Brandon Graham retires today, makes the announcement. He took some questions from the media today. We will play back what he was asked and what he said. That is coming up next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up in just moments, we will play the rest of Brandon Graham's retirement press conference from earlier today. Really thoughtful answers to some reasonably thoughtful questions. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. First question, who should win Eagles Insider of the Year, Tim McManus or Elliot Shore Parks? Currently, the vote is at 62.8% McManus.
Ooh, boy.
Uh-oh. And the other one, and I totally agree with this one, I'm not sure yet on Eagles Insider of the Year, does John Ritchie have to cry tomorrow for BG after he cried after Kelsey retired? 75.3% say yes.
No pressure.
No pressure at all. Drum up those tears, Richie. Here is the rest of BG from earlier today.
BG, when did you realize that you would one day become one of the most beloved Eagles in history?
You know what? Probably this year I started to feel that because I, you know, said that it was going to be my last year and then started to see old videos pop up and what I had went through during them times and just remembering those moments and just knowing that I tried to stay as best. I feel like this year was that year for me where I started to sink in. And I think that's why I came to this conclusion of doing this year, especially after winning the Super Bowl.
BG, what do you want people to take from your story?
What I want them to take from the story is it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And so for me, if you get another opportunity, whatever that opportunity is, run with it. And don't look down on it just because of it might not be the opportunity or everything you dreamed about in your mind. When you think about it, how many times, 9 times out of 10, when you worry yourself about what you think something's supposed to happen, it normally don't happen the way you think it's supposed to happen. So I know for me, it was an opportunity that I got when I got here, and then I got another opportunity when Doug came, for real, when he came, and that changed my whole career, brought Swartz in. Man, I gotta give a shout out to Swartz too, because man, that coordinator, man, he kept me on point, just like Vic, you know, same. All my coordinators, you know, I learned something from, but that was the first one that really like took me back. Because that's who I had at the Senior Bowl, and I felt like I was myself again, and I can play my game when Suarez came back. And so that opportunity presented itself, and I ain't looked back since.
Brandon, I was sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, you good. You good.
You have never been shy about talking about low points in your career. Is there a point where you were at your lowest, and who really took you beyond that to become what you are?
Yeah. So Trent Cole and them guys, JP, them was the two that really helped me in the time where I was at my lowest. When they put that bus label on me, that was tough because I didn't want to go outside. I didn't want to do nothing. I didn't want to – I mean, I got to give my credit to my wife. She got me back outside doing stuff for the community and just not just sitting up. She's like, do something about it, you know, but you can't be just sitting in the house. And so I get it. And so I think during that time they put that bus label on me around year 2 to 3, it was tough. But once I was able to fight back, I think things started to get better for me. But it's about your attitude on how you persevere through. Just know that it's never going to be too high all the time. It's going to be lows in there. But you got to try to keep it even keeled. You got to stay being you. Because when your moment do come, I don't want to have no resentment or be mad or at anybody to where I miss my opportunity. And so I think just talking about it with my guys, and then they say, well, now what you going to do? And so I just did something about it one day at a time.
CDG, how do you know when it's time to walk away?
You don't really know, because, I mean, the competitor in me, you know, I had to really talk to myself a little bit to see, because, of course, I'm ending on my own terms, and I'm thankful for this moment because I am happy to not have the stresses of y'all no more. Because the ups and downs of me saying some stuff, boy, and then next thing you know, I got to live through the week and hear this, and it's like, oh, I can't watch TV this week because I said this. I ain't mean to say it like that, but that's how they took it. But those little things like that, I'm excited to get away from. I'm gonna miss everything about it, man. This right now I'm talking that stuff, but I'm gonna miss y'all too, because we all got a job to play and y'all made it fun. And as y'all know, when I'm done, locker rooms close as always.
Yeah. Brandon, it seemed like there were times during the season where you were entertaining the idea of coming back for one more. Was that a real consideration, and what was the process like that, you know, that got you to this point?
Well, you know what? If I ain't make it back to the Super Bowl, man, I probably wouldn't be up here right now. I promise you. I'd be begging to come on back one more. But I was happy to be able to make it back, to play with my guys, to put that uniform on one last time in the big moment, big stage, and to where we went out there and performed. It all started in, like, one, Vic keeping us prepared, the supporting cast, the coaches, our coaches putting in that work to make sure they relay the message for the week. And we trusted ourselves in that week, man. I felt like me being able to be a part of that was all I needed to know. I felt like my prayers was answered, being able to come back and be with them boys one last time. And I didn't know how it was gonna be for real. I mean, we won, and of course the competitor in me wanted to come back, but I know this, I couldn't ask for nothing sweeter than this. And I'm thankful to have came back and to be able to play my last game, like my coach say, with some integrity and play good at that. And so I can always hang my hat on that, where I played good in my last game, went out on my own terms, and went out a champion.
But as you're retiring, what it took for you to get back, I guess, how hard was it for you to return? And there have been some reports that you retore your triceps in that game. Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, everything's out now. I mean, I retored in the game. Didn't know I retored. I just was still playing. And Even when Nolan tore his, you see he went out there. I mean, it's one of those injuries where it's just a funny. It's way better than my knee and all the other things. But you still got to make sure you let it heal. And this time around, I'm going to make sure I take my time. That'll give me more time to be in the building before I get kicked out of my locker.
You alluded to some of the mistakes that you made when you were younger, maybe when you first got here. You know, how did you go about becoming maturing? We're talking a long time here, mm-hmm. 15 years here.
Yep.
Who helped you? What made you become the man that you are now?
Well, you know what? Going through life, everybody grow at different times. I'll just say that. And I had to grow early because, for one, I wouldn't have a wife if I didn't. So you had to grow up fast because, you know, I mean, man, if you choose to, you know, take that next step in life, where I had my wife, It's like, man, I want to be the best man I could be for her. And so I had to clean up some of my old stuff, my old habits, and to grow up. And everybody has a different time when they're going to do that. I mean, because I feel like if I stayed single, I probably wouldn't have did that. And luckily, I had a woman in my life that helped me. And, of course, you know, it's a daily walk. It's not perfect. But if you say, I want to be somebody that if I said it, I meant it, and you know, I want to be a man of my word. And so I had to start living like that. And it's just a decision that you got to make with yourself. Don't look too far ahead in the future, because it's about what you do today. And what I do today, I'm have some integrity about my decisions and my choices today. And we'll worry about tomorrow when it comes, if it comes, because a lot of people, they make it today. So I look at it like it's a daily walk of growth. And sometimes you got to look back to see where you came from in order to see the growth, because it can seem all the same sometimes. But I know for me, just having that woman in my life helped me grow up a whole lot faster.
Nick has said every workplace needs a Brandon Graham. When you hear something like that, what does it mean to you? And is that something that was conscious, that you were trying to create that, or is that just something that came naturally?
I think it just came. You got to be consistent. You know, just like I'm sure, you know, with y'all guys out there, you know, on what you do every day, you got to stay consistent. And consistency is everything. I think it don't matter. You ain't going to please everybody, but I'm going to stay consistent on my energy I bring. I'm going to speak to you, even if you don't want to speak to me, whatever it is. Like, it's so much that goes into that. I don't want to fall into somebody I'm not. And so I think just working on that, like, you know, even when I got to talk to y'all after a loss, I know it's coming. I know, but I got to stand tall through it. I can't just be a high guy and not be here for the lows too. So I think that consistency of fighting through the easy wrong thing to do than to go for the hard right thing to do. You know, because it's hard to stand tall when you know you're wrong sometimes. It's hard to stand tall when you lost a game, when you might have guaranteed a game or something like that. You know, you got to sometimes eat your words, but you got to be a man about it and be good. And so I think, yeah, you just got to make sure that you stay consistent.
Brandon, we've spoken a lot to you over the last couple of years about your influence on the younger guys in the room, on Nolan and on Jalix. How do you feel like they rubbed off on you in these last couple of years of your career?
Well, you know what? They keep you hip on what's going on. Not saying that I'm old, but you know what I mean. Different times. It's getting me ready for what I'm going to have to deal with my kids when it's like, that's what y'all talking about now? You know, so I think just being able to be relatable to the guys and but while still being me. I'm going to be me in it. I mean, I wish I could dance like some of these boys, but I'm going to come up with something unique and crafty that I could do to be with y'all, because that's how much I want y'all to know I can appreciate y'all culture too, and I can appreciate what y'all bring to the table. And, you know, I'm learning to accept people where they at in their life, and I think that's the hardest thing for a lot of – I'm going to just say for me, it was a hard thing for me to accept people for where they are in life and how they celebrate you, how they love you, and all that little stuff. And, you know, I learned that from my baby. I can't even take all that credit, but she always say that to me. You know, you gotta meet people where they at, and you got to accept whatever it is on how they love you and how they express themselves to you. So with them young boys, when they come talk to me, I really take it serious. I really try to be there for them. I really try to just be that listening ear. If they just want to talk and complain about something, but then, of course, I'm always in to fix it. Like, so what you going to do about it? All right, you complain to me, I listen to you, so what's next? And so we always try to go through a plan, and then we walk together. Because that's one thing I'm going to miss, though, for real, because being on that field, talking stuff to people, but it's all fun. It's all good conversation. But at the end of the day, I'm really trying to help them when we do go against each other, because I want their coaches to talk about them in a good light. I want them to get paid, too. And I want them to be able to do that for somebody else. I always tell them, return the favor. Remember that you wasn't always where you at. Like, even like a guy like, I'm just thinking of a guy like a Jordan Mulata. You know, somebody on this last year where he don't know. And, man, I was just like, man, this your last year, baby. Just stay focused, off season, work your butt off. Hey, you going through something? Come talk to me. Come talk to whoever you need, whoever you trust. Go talk to him. But let's go. And then just the other day after we won the Super Bowl, we talk again. And I'm like, man, remember that day when you ain't know? And now two contracts later, look where you at. Make sure you're serving somebody else. And so that's where I'm at. Like, it's, we don't get there by ourselves. And so that's where I try to pass it on. Even this year with Sweaty, I like, Sweaty, it's your room. I'm just here to watch over it, you know, to see whatever you need from me. Because I don't want you to think that, like, you know, that we ain't in this together. And so that's my way of bringing these guys to let them know, like, it's your time. And like I just told Nolan, like, man, this your room. Look how crazy. Nah, you the guy. You the oldest guy in that room. So let's go out there. Let's go take care of business. And so I just try to be that consistent, constant, you know, ear for someone. And sometimes I need it from my guys, too. And them guys, and I will say that's how they helped me. They helped me be able to come to them, too, because it's not just them always coming to me. I go to them, too, because we build a relationship.
What's the key to making it 15 years?
What'd you say?
What's the secret or the key to making it 15 years?
Well, you better say your prayers, man, because everybody different. Everybody body different. But what I will say is the relationships that I've built over these 15 years is just because of, you know, you got to be intentional about that. And I will say a lot of people, some people don't realize it till after. And I've listened to other guys that left, and I've started to, I'm always an outgoing person anyway, but I've been more intentional on just, you never know, man. Like, people always say, man, your smile lights up a room. So I always try to smile, because you never know who needs it. And now getting all these messages from guys and just seeing some of the stuff, the impact that you had on guys that you know that it took a lot out of them just to even tell me that. But I made sure I heard them, and I made sure I told them how much I appreciate them on telling me that, because I'm going to stay doing it. Because sometimes you can get bored with it. Not even bored with it, but just some stuff you do, you don't think it means anything. But people watch you. And I tell you, like, just like I'm going to tell my kids, it's like, make sure that what you're doing in private, you know, you be proud of, because we all got something. But, you know, you got to stand on whatever it is you do in life. And so for me, I just tried to make sure that I just was the best person I could be, you know, every day, bring the energy. And if I ain't have it that day, hey, y'all, look, I need you. And, you know, Nolan will bring it, or some other guys at the time that I was with will bring it. And so, yeah, man, it's just, you just gotta stay being you, man. Just be you.
We will get to the rest of Brandon Graham's press conference here. I would only interrupt it with something important. BG was a dog. You know, this is a different kind of dog. It's an actual real dog. BG, the dog on the field. I'm talking about your dog, your cat at home. You love your pets. You spend every waking moment, well, maybe I do, thinking about how to make your pet's life better. And spring is coming, which means outside more, especially if they're dogs, playing outside more. Maybe it is time to think about natural flea and tick protection. Look, Dogs and Cats Rule is your home for all this stuff. The lead dog, George Perrini, has all the right products, has all the right people, has 7 locations to make you feel more comfortable. You don't need to go anywhere else, right? Like I said, natural flea and tick prevention for your dog. Maybe new toys for outside, because it's going to be outside, summer months coming, hanging out in the backyard. Dogs and Cats Rule is where you go. Maybe it's brand new food. Maybe your dog is allergic to stuff, like Rebel, allergic to like chicken. We can't give him chicken or turkey or anything. So we got to make sure the food we give him is the right stuff. Dogs and Cats Rule, top of the line pet nutrition, top of the line, all high-end products, local products. The staff there will help you decide which one is the right one for your dog. Whether it's food, whether it's supplements, whether it's treats, whether it's toys, whatever it is, Dogs and Cats Rule has the answer. 7 locations: Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, Bluebell. That's in Pennsylvania. Pennington and Princeton. That's in New Jersey. Dogs and Cats Rule. That's the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small. Shop local. Shop family. Now back to BG.
You know what? I don't know yet. I say I want to sit down and talk to Mr. Lurie. You had some dinner with him, and so we're gonna do that and figure out what I could do to be a part of what's going on, because I feel like, as you know, we got some good stuff brewing right now, and I want to make sure that I can be a help in whatever it is that I do. And then, of course, I want to be creative on, I ain't got to be all in one basket, have everything all in one, but just kind of, you know, move around. But I don't want to just cold turkey leaving the game, because I love it. I love just the intensity of it. I love just man, now I can send my goons out for them. Now I got a little different little lingo I'm going to say to these guys on the field, because, of course, I got to talk my stuff. I can't do nothing about it, but I can send Nolan out there to go do it.
how much will you miss trash talking?
I'm going to miss it, but I'm going to do it too. I'm going to do it in practice too. Like, I'm going to be a part of something that they got going on where, you know, I could come in, and even if I'm just coming to practice, doing something to help wash and doing something. I want to, I'm going to always tell the old lineman what I would have did if I was still out there.
Do you have a favorite trash talking moment with somebody from another team?
Anything with Dallas, man. I mean, I'm always talking stuff to Dak. Dak be cool out there when we have our back and forth. But I like I like Dallas games, and of course, big games that you need, playoffs. But if I had to say, Cowboys is always gonna be number one.
Do you know when you made the decision? What was the moment when you made it finally?
Just talking through it with my wife, talking through it with the team, and then cried about it a couple times. You know, and it was like, this the perfect ending to my career right now. And I said, like I said, I want to be a man of my word. I said that this was my farewell tour, and I know I got hurt, and that's what kind of made me in between. But I say I'm gonna stand tall on it, because I don't know what God got for me that's ahead. That if I don't let this go, I don't know what else He got for me. I will never know if I don't let this go. So I'm happy and thankful to have been here this long, and to have believed in me for this long. And I'm happy on how everything this happened over the years. So I'm still happy with my decision. And like I say, if anything I could do to help this team, that's what I want to kind of come up with. And then we hit the ground running.
What does the sack of Brady in the first Super Bowl mean to you? And are you able to sort of close your eyes and still picture it?
Oh, yeah. That's always going to be a good one, because Michigan guy against another Michigan guy, I mean, that's the only way. I mean, in that sense, the way he did it the year before against the Falcons, man, it was like I was just happy to be able to get him. And it didn't matter who made the play. Like Fletch say, it don't matter who make the play. Just make the play so we can all, whew, we good. Like, and so I just so happened to be there, but it was all of us. The person who took away his first read, that's the guy I need to thank, because all that stuff worked together. And it was a big moment in my career, and that's where I felt like things started to get even better from that point on. But it took me, what, seven years at that point to get there. And then the win, and then it was a back-and-forth game. 500 yards total offense, both sides. I felt like we both was doing good, and somebody made that key play. And that's all it take. I mean, one big play in the game can cost you. And I'm happy we was able to get that. So it's something I'll always remember. And, of course, this last Super Bowl, man, that was a great one right there, because we owed them from the first time. And that one stung. But I didn't run from that moment either. In that moment when we lost, I went and congratulated everybody, Coach Reed. And as hard as that was, and I wanted to run, because I wanted to go straight to that locker room, but I went out there and I faced it. And I think that's why we all did. We all faced it. And that's why I felt like this moment that we just had was from that. And so if I can tell any kid, any adversity you go through, don't run. Just face it and just know it's going to be better. You're going to be better for it. And one day you're going to look back and say, man, I'm glad I did that, because look at this moment. This moment came back, and we did what we were supposed to do.
Take a few more questions.
Something that you're really going to be remembered for is the work you did in the community, always volunteering, always stepping up when anybody needed you the most. When did you realize in your career that your involvement in the community was so important to kind of building your career on and off the field?
Well, after my wife got me back outside a little bit, that was the whole point. She was saying, you know, you need to do some community stuff. You need to be out here because it's people that look up to you. And, of course, I went out there, started doing little stuff here and there, but then you started to see, like, the kids and how they react to you. And like I say, I bring that energy. You started to see how much you can really help some of the kids. And so now I just, anytime I'm available, I mean, me and my wife got a little nice little thing going where I just take care of my kids, and if all that stuff is in line, I mean, we do whatever. And making sure the house is good, we good. And so now I really make sure, like, it's going to turn up even more, me being in the community, because now I got some free time and I want to make sure I spend it the right way. But, you know, that's community service going to be always a part of our family, because I want my kids to know, like, you know, this stuff don't happen by yourself. And, you know, you going to have people looking up to you just as much as I have people looking up to me. And you got to make sure you do something positive with that. And that's the positive by, you know, the people that's coming in the future. They're the future. So I got to make sure I give them the best and let them know it ain't about no money. It ain't about no fame. It ain't about none of that. It's about you going out there and doing work for people that have been thrown away from others. And so, and let them know that they are just as special and they got something just fire on the inside that they just haven't tapped into yet, but I'm going to help them, you know, and help them as best I can. So I think I thank my wife for getting me back out there. And, of course, you know, we got to make that decision to stay going. But that's what I've been choosing to do, just stay in that community.
A lot of guys talked about being consistent throughout your career. One of the things that has been consistent is the positivity that you've always brought.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that come from, and how much of an influence do you think that had on the team over the last 15 years?
Well, growing up, you know, my mom, she always, you know, this would say to some, like, don't be like everybody else. That's why I don't have no tattoos. I don't have no piercings, because I wanted them. I wanted tattoos and all that stuff. But, you know, she would always say, be different. And, you know, I know we didn't used to like to watch the news all the time because it was so much negative. So I just always, that always kind of stuck with me, where it's like, you know, why are we turning that on? You know, there ain't nothing positive that's going to come from it. So it's like, for me as a kid, I just always tried to go against, like I say, that easy, wrong thing to do, and that's pout and be negative about something. And it's like, all right, you know what? It happened. I'm learning to deal with it as far as, like, it happened, deal with it for a second, but then, all right, what's my plan of action to what's next? And what's the positives from it? And so, you know, I'm getting better with that, because I'd be so quick to move on, because when some negative stuff happens, I know it ain't going to be negative for long, but sometimes I try to stay in it a little bit just to say I felt it. But then I'm always trying to find that plan of action for the next thing. So I think that's where it kind of clicked for me to just stay positive, because it's no sense of being, you know, negative about it, because being negative ain't going to bring you nothing but more negative. So that's why I try to stay positive with it.
Last question, dude.
There's a lot of athletes in this city who have gone through kind of the criticism that you faced early in your career, and it kind of leaves a scar. You know, they come away from it bitter, and you always seem kind of the opposite. You know, you always had the smile and went out of your way to kind of look people in the eye. Did you have to work on that? And where did it come from?
You know what? I had to work on that for real. I'm still working, because sometimes people can catch me in a moment where I might be going through something, and it's like they might bring up some old stuff that you might have not still knew that you had to deal with. I mean, you still had to get better with. But I think where I unblocked everybody on Twitter, I forgot. There you go. That day, that was it right there. That's when I forgave everybody. I was like, go ahead, unblock them all, man. And so I think for me, winning that Super Bowl, the way it happened, that helped. But like I say, them conversations and knowing that, man, you're not going to make everybody happy, so stop trying. So stop trying. And so as long as I make as long as my family good now, that's all that really matter. You know, my close people that really mean something to me, as long as we can have conversation and get through things together, that's all that matter, because a lot of people don't know me. A lot of people just watch the football player that I am on what I did, but they don't know me. So I can't be mad at them for them making their own assumptions of whatever it is, because you know what assumptions do. You know, you can't assume. That's why I don't assume, because if I want to know something, I'm going to go talk to them. So in this case, in football, you don't really get to talk to a lot of us, so you're going to talk about it, so you can't really take offense to it. And so I try to help them young boys in that, because I know it stings sometimes hearing some of your guys might that went and turned media and start talking about you, because that's the job, and I understand that too. But some people just not in that place. But now I understand. I don't take offense to it. I just talk about it, might laugh about it, because you might have said something that you might have didn't know nothing about. you know, me included. So it's like, it just happened. It just happened. So you just got to be you, man. You can't worry about what nobody got to say. You just got to keep being you and trust what you're doing is what you want to do. Don't do it for nobody else. And so that's how I live it, and that's what I'm trying to hope I can spread for my kids. It's about what you think, not what I think. It's about what you think, because you're the one that did it. So that's it.
Thanks, Brandon. Thanks.
There he is, Brandon Graham. Did it the right way. Classy send-off for Brandon Graham. Something tells me we have not heard the last of Brandon Graham in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah.
I'm going to need him right around week 5 or 6 next week to maybe give us a little juice, you know?
The Sixers season is coming to an end. Does he get a ring the bell in before the season's over with?
Oh, they got to respect him and do it next year.
I don't do it this year.
Yeah, they have a little more respect for, no offense to the current Sixers players, but like...
They're trying their best out there.
Yeah, they are. But Brandon...
I understand what you're
Brandon
saying,
deserves maybe the opening game of next year or something.
First pitch.
He'll definitely deserves a first pitch.
Yeah, because Fletch and Kelsey threw out the first pitch.
Yeah, BG definitely deserves a first pitch. Jack, what do we have coming up in the top 5 at 5? Everyone's wondering. People are muttering. They need to know.
The top 5 saddest things that current WIP employees still do.
Am I on the list?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you're number 5, though.
Okay, all right.
Mike's also on the list, yeah.
Oh, wow.
What's the list about?
The saddest things that WIP hosts still do.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't like this at all. I don't mind number 5, because sometimes number 5 means he was just trying to fill out the list. Yeah, so. Yeah.
You already told him he's number 5?
Well, he's number 5.
Yeah.
For what, though, is the question.
Yeah, for what. All right. Top 5 at 5 is next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.